Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. This training today is about messaging, and it's really for you if you are no longer interested in playing small, right? We're not here to do that. We're definitely not here to do that. And you're here to lead, okay? You're not just a yoga teacher. You're here to lead and you're here to be seen and you're here to make a bigger impact, right? And to get paid accordingly for that. You're already doing the work and you've created real transformation in your students' lives already. Yeah, you've launched things, you've launched offers, you've led classes, you have been guiding healing and transformation, and you're not just a yoga teacher, you're more than that. You're a guide, you're a mentor, and you're a leader. And so if your content is not reflecting that, it's going to fall flat, yeah? And when you put offers out there, they're not gonna sell the way that they should be. Perhaps you find that you are getting engagement, but you're not getting people signing up. And the issue there isn't actually your expertise, it's how you're communicating it. You can't lead with power and you can't create demand in your space and within your community. And you can't scale your business to the next level with messaging that still sounds like the version of you who's trying to be liked and understood and approved, right? Is looking for validation. You can't do that. You really need to build out a message that actually reflects who you are now and not the version of you who's still over-explaining or who's still trying to sound professional or trying to sound spiritual enough, okay? And so, you know, this isn't actually a content problem. It's a identity alignment problem. And when it comes to messaging, not enough people are speaking on this. Yeah, we need to be operating from the right identity. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about how you can really start to upgrade that. So why your current messaging isn't converting, okay? It could be that, you know, there are some mistakes that you're making that are really just keeping your message vague, unclear, unmemorable. Okay. And so I want to just kind of share with you a framework to upgrade your message so that it reflects the leader that you are today and not the teacher that, you know, you were when you started. Think about who you were then. Chances are you're a completely different business owner now, right? Because even then you were a business owner. You know, even then, if you were just teaching in studios, you still had to pay your own taxes, right? You still had to set up your own business to even teach in those studios, okay? So you've been doing this a while. You've been a business owner for a while. And I know that you've been working on how to show up as a better business owner and learn about business and how to wear all those hats that we talk about. And so we cannot be operating from the same space that we were operating, you know, in 2014 or even 2012. Right? So this is about, you know, creating messaging that doesn't just sound good and you know, like it sounds yogi, like it actually has to move people to take action. Your messaging isn't just about describing what you do. It needs to communicate the value, okay? So that, you know, your dream students instantly understand why you're the one they've been looking for. It's not just how you sell. Is actually how you express your identity and how you hold authority in your space and how you create resonance that results in aligned sales and, you know, build student loyalty so that people stay in your space for a long time and it creates that real impact. So if the words that you're using And when we talk about messaging, it's the words that you're using in your copy, right? It could be on a sales page, it could be the social media copy, the copy you're sharing in your emails. If those words are not creating clarity and trust and desire, your business is always going to feel heavier than it needs to be, right? It's going to feel kind of sluggish, like you're not creating a lot of momentum and impact, the impact that you know that you can create. Okay, so it needs to really amplify that. It needs to amplify the leadership. And if it's not doing that, it's actually going to weaken it. So there's a real common misconception that I see with yoga business owners. And it's that if I just get more eyes on my content, I'm going to get more students. If I just focus on visibility, if I post more, if I try out all these trends, if I create lots of reels and tweak hashtags, even though we don't really use hashtags anymore, but the conversions, will come, right? There's this misconception that more content, more content, more content, conversions will come. And so just, reflect on that for a moment. Are you also thinking that? I'm posting consistently, but nothing's landing. People are watching my stories, but no one's signing up. And so you'll see that the visibility, it's not just about visibility. Of course, we need to be visible, but we need to have the message that also creates the power with what we're sharing. That visibility without the clarity and without the resonance, yeah, so important, it isn't going to convert. So that, the core issue here isn't visibility and reach. It is always going to be your message. Yeah. Great messaging is the foundation of great marketing. The problem isn't, I don't have enough followers. Yeah. Or the problem isn't people don't have enough money to invest in yoga. The problem isn't the algorithm. Yeah, there's always going to be a reason, isn't there? We can always kind of externally source the excuses as to why something isn't working. They're not the root. They're just surface level distractions, that give us a reason why something isn't working. The real reason that your content isn't converting is the messaging. Too vague, too generic, too focused on the features, yeah, instead of the outcomes. So just reflect on what you might be doing right now. Maybe you are describing the structure of your course. Things like you'll get six sessions. Each week includes a meditation and a journaling prompt, or you'll have lifetime access. Of course, this stuff is important, but if we just focus on that, your potential student isn't evaluating the structure. Yeah, they're trying to answer, will this help me with the thing that I'm struggling with right now? Okay. And if it doesn't make it obvious, then you've lost them. Okay. So, how do we ensure that we're really kind of sharing this in a way that positions us as the authority? And this is where your identity really comes into play. So there are some invisible patterns and mistakes in how you might be communicating that's keeping you in what I call kind of teacher mode, right? Who you were 12 years ago, right? 10 years ago. And really out of this true leadership. Okay. So the first mistake, and I've already touched on it, is describing your offer and not the outcome. Okay, so this is where you list six live classes, access to a private group. All of that is fine, but it's not what sells. Okay, people aren't buying the yoga, they're not buying your yoga course for that. Your job as a leader is not to explain the format. Okay, your job is to articulate the transformation that they will experience. Okay, so you need to upgrade that. The next mistake is really playing small with your message. So this is where, and I see this a lot, okay, because I review a lot of copy, especially for our visionary students. I'm always reviewing their sales page copy, email copy, and I see this. And it happens when you dilute your words with vague, safe, and overly nice language, right? So you might use phrases like, this might help if, right? Or this is perfect for anyone who wants to feel better. Or this could be supportive during, busy times. I don't know. None of that really builds trust. There's no conviction there. It's not positioning you as the expert. It actually sounds uncertain. It's less trustworthy. Your audience doesn't want you to be neutral, right? They want clarity, they want confidence, they want conviction. Okay. The next mistake is speaking like a teacher and not a guide. Okay. This is a really big one in the yoga space, and I'm sure you've seen it yourself, but this is when you're in teacher mode and you focus on explaining your knowledge. Things like what the nervous system is, or why breath work helps, or the benefits of, vagal tone or cortisol reduction. All of these things, the average person doesn't speak in that language. And so, when you're in guide mode, leader mode, you need to focus on translation. Yeah, you need to take the depth of your knowledge and actually translate it into something that your student will immediately connect with, and they'll immediately understand. Okay, because if they don't, it's lost in translation, right? Like, you might want to talk about regulating the sympathetic nervous system, okay, through slow mo movement. You want to talk about that. What does your student actually need to hear? Do they need to hear that? Do they even understand that? They need to hear, this is how you stop feeling like you're on edge all day. Yeah, this is how you finally rest at night without feeling guilty. This is the practice that brings you back to yourself. And so when your message shifts from proving what you know, yeah, because that is trying to prove what we know, isn't it? By using all these fancy terms that the average person doesn't use. When we shift from that to actually speaking from what they need, then you actually step into a higher level of authority and resonance. Okay, and you may not think that. You may think it's the opposite, but it's not. It's not. You lose them with the jargon. Okay, so no more jargon, no packing, your copy with features or diluting it with disclaimers, not wanting to make claims. Yet their students have given them multiple testimonials that say, this has changed my life. This works, but still hiding behind the disclaimers. So just notice if this is something that's coming up for you. Okay, your audience do not need more information. They want clarity. They want certainty, right? They don't want to doubt it. They need to trust that you can help them with this, that you're the person that they can buy from. So at this point, you might be thinking, okay, I understand now what I'm doing wrong with my messaging. Yeah. And how what I can tweak. But how do I actually, shift my identity? And this is where most people get stuck, because even when you learn how to speak to the transformation, okay, and even when you kind of clean up the structure of your offer, we're still writing the words from this outdated identity. And so you can't create this magnetic messaging from the mindset of someone who's still trying to get it right. Yeah, if you're asking yourself, how do I sound professional enough? How do I make sure I don't upset anyone? How do I prove that I'm qualified? Then your words are going to reflect that energy. Yeah, those words will still carry hesitation and dilution and over-explanation. And people feel that, even if they can't name it, they can feel it. So there's often this gap between who you are now and how you're showing up in your messaging. And I want you to remember that you've evolved. Right? You're not that same person that you were in 2012, 2014. Like, your teaching has deepened. You're working with students on a more intimate and emotional and transformational level than ever before. So if you're still using, language from an earlier phase when you were in teacher mode, yeah, the phase where you're trying to explain yoga to everyone, or the phase where you're trying to convince people that yoga is worth paying for, like, that version of you no longer exists. But your messaging hasn't caught up. We have to work on the identity as well as the message, as well as the words. So let's just kind of bring that as with an example into the yoga space, right? You are no longer running, classes for $10 a head in a local community space, right? That's what I used to do. Well, you're no longer, being paid $30 an hour to teach at a studio. You're not doing that. You are expanding into the online space and you're building online courses and programs. Maybe you're running retreats as well, right? You're expanding your business to include this online vertical. And so you're guiding your students through emotional regulation, trauma healing, life transitions, deep personal growth. Yeah, certainly the yoga business owners that are inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher and the Visionary are doing that, right? And so that's where you're at, but then your content is still saying things like, join me for a nourishing pack practice, or let's move, breathe, and connect together Wednesday at 6 p.m. Right? This class is perfect for you if you're feeling a bit stressed. That language might feel familiar, like it might feel yoga-y, but it doesn't speak to the real outcomes that your work actually creates. And more importantly, it doesn't reflect the level of leadership that you're stepping into. Okay, so we need to stop writing content from the mindset of this teacher who's trying to sound credible and start writing from the identity of a leader who is really owning their authority. Okay, so what does your community want to see then? If they're looking for the leader, right, the expert that's going to guide them through that deep transformational work that they want to do, they want real, don't they? They want clear. Yeah, they want to trust that you see them and that you know how to get them to where they want to be. And that trust doesn't come from this technical language. It doesn't come from over-explaining your credentials. It comes from presence. Yeah, your energetic certainty. Okay, so this is why messaging is not just a marketing skill, right? It's a leadership practice. Your content is always going to reflect your internal state. Okay, so if we're unclear, our audience is going to be confused. You know, if you're hesitant, your audience is going to doubt. But if you're rooted in your power, your audience is going to respond to that. So awareness is key, isn't it? Because otherwise we think it's just about marketing. It's just about marketing. It's just about content, putting messaging out there. No, actually, who are we being when we're sharing our content? That content is coming from us. It has an energetic component to it. And if we're still over here years back, it's not going to deliver how we want it to deliver, how we want it to land. Leadership level messaging is not about writing more or speaking louder, okay? It's about shifting how you position your work. Yeah, how you position the value. Okay? So one of the shifts that we make here is we shift from information to transformation. Okay? This kind of brings it all together. And we've touched on it already, but like we shift from, our yoga content being rooted in explaining what's included, like the number of lessons, the practices you'll explore, the method that you teach. That's information. Okay. Of course, they need to know that, but that's not what's going to sell. It's the transformation that sells. Okay. So we need to focus then on the tangible result, the felt experience. Our words need to explain those and deliver those situations that someone is actually having in their life. That's when people are going to pay attention because it's like, oh my goodness, she's talking about my life. She's explaining what's happening to me right now. She understands me. See the difference with that? Then they can see the relief. Oh, there's someone who really understands me. Another shift, again, just tying in what we spoke about, going from teacher to translator, right? So the teacher is explaining, how to regulate the nervous system and increased prana and flow and all of these words, but your ideal student isn't using those, right? She's saying, I can't sleep. I'm overwhelmed, I'm tired, I'm wired, right? She's saying this. I feel like I'm about to snap. So your job is not to sound educated, actually. Your job is to translate your method into her language. Okay, so that's the next shift you need to make. And the final one is shifting from proving, right, to leading. This is the energy shift. Instead of proving yourself, instead of saying, I've been teaching 10 years, I'm certified in trauma-informed this and that. I've studied with this teacher and I've trained in this modality. No one buys from you because of your resume, right? They buy because of your presence. Yeah, they buy because they keep seeing you and you keep showing up and you show up with clarity and your content makes them feel seen. You're showing up like someone who doesn't need to convince them. Like that is what leadership sounds like. So no more seeking validation. Like we just have to start owning the value that we bring. Yeah, and start declaring the results that you help to create. Super important. So when your message actually lands, you know, when you stop playing small with your words and you're no longer speaking from an outdated version of yourself, when your message reflects the transformation that you actually facilitate, everything does start to change. You know, your content starts to convert. You know, people understand the value. They can feel what it's like to work with you based on how you speak. Yeah. And, you know, you start hearing things like, oh gosh, I needed to hear this today. This is exactly what I needed. How do I sign up? Oh, it's like you're inside my head, right? The amount of times that I've heard that sentence, it's like you think you know what I'm thinking. Yeah. You become this trusted voice. You know, you're not just another teacher on the feed or in the algorithm, right? And so you no longer need to rely on, you know, these long-winded explanations of what you do or forcing your message because the message is doing the work for you. It's building that resonance. It's making people feel understood, positioning your offer as the clear next step. Okay, so what becomes a byproduct of that? Sales. The clarity that you have, the confidence in your words results in sales. Yeah, we start growing, don't we? You know, if things start converting better, you know, our sales page actually converts better. Our launches are more successful, right? Our email list starts to grow more with more aligned leads. Yeah. Our students stay with us longer, you know, because you know, they were the right people to begin with. So it also means we don't have to, we're not doing more. We're not doing more to get attention because we've fully grounded in our leadership and we're sharing words that actually support that, you know, that align with who we are showing up as. Okay. So it's not just about better captions, is it? It's about really showing up in your full voice, you know, positioning yourself. So it's the backbone. We understand that, right? It really does shape everything. The brand, your brand, it defines your positioning. You know, it's definitely a big area for you as you grow your business is to really focus on this. You know, I've seen this so much, you know, teachers building out, creating these amazing offers. But the value isn't being communicated with enough clarity and conviction. We start to create content and we start evolving our content and we start working on our messaging and we create a freebie so we can start growing our email list. Then we want to think about, okay, well, you know, what can I offer? Let's offer a workshop this month. Let's put something out there. Let's start to pull together the words and, you know, how we want to provide people with some quick wins in my space and let's deliver a workshop. Now we've got something to put out there with our content and start selling, right? So you can actually move pretty quickly. You can make these decisions, but it does mean making decisions, right? To move quickly and to get these things out there, we have to decide. Don't stay stuck in decision making. Make a decision and flow with it. You know, it's the best advice that I can give you if you're at the start. Make a decision, get it out there, right? Get it out there because it's going to be different 3 years down the line. I promise you that. Right. And you'll never get to 3 years down the line if you don't make the decisions right now. It is a lot of work in the beginning, you know, and then once you've done it, once you've done that and you start flowing with it and you're like, okay, now I'm going to make another freebie. Well, it's rinse and repeat then. You know, you've done it once, you've used the systems and worked out the integrations, and then it gets easier and easier and easier, I promise you. Okay. So you know, you can't call yourself a leader if you're still but hiding behind soft, unclear words. Okay. Soft, unclear words is yoga for everyone. Okay, let's get specific. Let's focus in on who we want to serve and let's really get underneath the problems that they have, you know, so we can speak on, we can weave in the storytelling of what's actually happening in their day. Like that's powerful, isn't it? You know, when we can actually share something that's going to help them to resonate with what we are putting out there, you know, and help them to see that. So we're not actually just selling a course. Right? When you start to really pull all of this together and really dial in this message for that specific person, and you create community, you actually start to build a movement around that. Yeah, but your message, it has to make that obvious. Okay. We teach all of this. We teach messaging, niching, content, all of these things inside our programs. And if you're just starting from scratch, Yogipreneur is the membership that's available to you. It's the best place to start. And then if you're ready to launch your course, we have the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. If you already have a course and you're scaling, we have Visionary. And also, we have a new course coming up in a couple of weeks, less than, and it's called Million Dollar Messaging. It's a 2-week live course and it starts on the 15th of April. But I just want to remind you that you didn't build your yoga business just to teach more classes. Okay. You're here to lead. You're here to be a leader and to transform people's lives and to make an impact. And if that's going to happen, then your message has to rise to meet that version of you, right? Who's already evolved. Yeah. So it requires clarity, doesn't it? It requires your presence. And then when your message really reflects the full power of what you do, your community feel that. You know, your students start to trust you. And your business really starts to grow and shift. Okay, wonderful stuff, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. See you soon. See you next week. Bye bye.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.